The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, MichiganMediates.org.
A preview of the Alpha Gamma Rho Beef Preview Show. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A big event to benefit Michigan Agribility is fast approaching.
Exhibitors from all across the state of Michigan will bring their cattle to the event. They will show their animals just like any other show, and we'll give out prizes.
And that's Blaine Wheeler, head chairman of the Alpha Gamma Rho Beef Preview Show. It's coming up February 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Farm Bureau Pavilion at Michigan State University's campus in East Lansing.
So showmanship for the event is $10 to enter, and to exhibit cattle, it is $60 for the first ring and $40 for the next ring. Late fees will start beginning on February 1st, though.
Several different competitive shows are scheduled throughout the weekend.
Saturday's show will be a market show. Sunday's show will be a breeding show, and we will have all the breeds separately from Angus all the way through Simmental, and then we will have crossbred divisions as well.
The top five overall market animals and breeding heifers will win at least $250. The grand champions win $1,500. Wheeler adds that all the proceeds benefit Michigan Agribility, which helps disabled Michigan farmers make modifications to their farm operation so they can keep working.
And as a agricultural fraternity, it just feels right to help an organization that hits so home to most of the guys in the chapter. This is something that one of us may never know if we're going to need it someday. So it feels especially right to help them out.
For more information about the Alpha Gamma Rho Beef Preview Show, visit our website, MichiganAgToday.com. Also, if you would like to make your donation to support Michigan Agribility, visit MichiganAgribility.org.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
More cold air dominating the Great Lakes region. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We've got on again, off again, a lake effect snow that's going to continue here through a midday and early afternoon, western Michigan mainly. But then we've got a minor clipper system that wants to move through. Low pressure is going to be staying well north over Lake Superior and into southern Ontario. But I think that's going to give us on again, off again snow right on through tomorrow. I think that clipper can give us anywhere from an inch or two up to maybe two or three close to the lake. So it's going to be a nuisance of snow, but just adding to what we've seen here recently. That dies off overnight tomorrow night, and Wednesday I think we're back to just a scattered patchy lake effect. Strong west winds are going to be the story through the Wednesday, early Thursday time frame. High pressure being analyzed in here for the last part of the week. That means we should see sunshine away from the Great Lakes, but lake effect doesn't really want to go away at all for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I think what we see is a change in direction. Winds going from straight west to more of a northerly direction as we get towards Saturday and Sunday. That would shift the lake effect burden down into Indiana rather than Michigan for the weekend. Now going forward next week, not a lot of precipitation here either, at least with well-organized fronts. I think we have to watch for one at midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, almost like a clipper system. And then as warm air starts to battle cold air a little closer to home here, stronger weather system, stronger frontal boundary for late next week, Friday the 6th into Saturday the 7th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Looking back at the commodity markets Friday, here's Andy Eubank and Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
A higher day throughout the Friday session, and that follows a pretty choppy, shortened week because of the Monday holiday, Brian. So we did finish on a positive note, but where are these markets headed in your opinion?
We got some fundamental news, I think, that really solidified the trends on Friday. With marketing year highs and export sales reported on Friday for both corn and soybeans, I think that reflects that end users came in aggressively after those January 12th numbers, particularly for corn. Oh, we're very bearish, needless to say, as your listeners know. But we had export sales being a marketing year high, over 150 million bushels. It's actually closer to 160 million bushels. Was what the final total was from the USDA. Now, that period covers January 9th to the 15th. So it does say that there's really good underlying demand, as you and I have visited about this before, in the corn market especially. So for the time being, I think we're going to focus now on South America. And there's some hot, dry weather occurring in Argentina. I don't want to overstate that too much because they did have some good moisture going into this period. But the last 15 to 30 days has been warm and dry in Argentina. And some of that corn is pollinating, and more of that corn will pollinated. Later planted corn will pollinate in February. So something to be aware of moving forward. But for soybeans, a record crop in Brazil, maybe not quite as an ideal finish to the growing season as Brazil, particularly in the southern area, which has turned dry. But still, it feels like there's a really good potential for a record crop there.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn gaining 6.5 at 430.5. May corn 5.75 higher at 438. March beans up 3.75 at 10.67.75. May beans 3.25 higher, 10.79.5. And March wheat climbing 14 cents to 5.29.5. February live cattle sharply higher, up $2.52 Friday to close at $2.34.90. And February lean hogs dropping 12 cents to $88.35. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.